The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am so glad to be with you on this fabulous Sunday afternoon. I am in the studio today with my partner, Vicki Royce Middlebrook, and in just a little bit, we're going to be talking to you about what our Arizona real estate market is doing. We're going to dive into the high-end luxury market. She trends that for us weekly. She's going to be talking about that. And we're also going to talk to you about what that under a million market is doing, and everybody needs to know. And everybody is asking, what do you see this market doing in 2022? And we are going to be more than happy to share that information with you. So, again, hey, Vicki, we've got Mr. Mark Messina, Messina Renovations, with us. He's coming on in our second half. And Mark's going to bring a wealth of information to you about remodeling, today's hottest trends, and, again, what's going on in his world. Vicki, why don't you jump right in?
Let's go ahead and dive into this week's luxury report, and then I'm going to break down just a few minutes later what's going on in that under a million market. So we're going to talk about all of that all in this first part of the show today. Okay, so all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties, and that is our MLS. Currently, there are 683 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. The current average price luxury for sale home is $3.29 million, with days on market averaging 105 days. Under contract, in escrow, Carol, this is a pretty big number, 945 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $22.5 million.
So, stop just a minute. So, 945 home buyers went out there, looked at houses with their agents, and got houses under contract. So I just want to say that because I want to give you hope. If you've been out looking at properties and you think you can't buy one, well, that's not quite the case, because 945 home buyers did buy a home over $1 million.
That's correct. They're in escrow. They're doing their inspections. Right. Maybe if they're getting financing, whether or they're paying cash. However, Carol, the average price luxury home for those 945 homes that are under contract right now are $2.2 million, with days on market averaging 70 days. Now let's take a look at what's sold closed escrow in that over a million market right now. We had 134 homes closed in our MLS just since last week's show.
So 134 home buyers found a home, went through all the inspections, and closed it.
Correct. They closed escrow since last week's show. Closed escrow priced from $1 million to a high of $5.81 million. The current average price sold luxury home in our valley right now is averaging $1.98 million, with average days on market 54 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 763 luxury homes close escrow, highest priced year-to-date, just under $15
million. So while our market is hot, 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 and it truly is, I just want to give a little hope, because there are opportunities out there. If you are a home buyer and you want to buy something in that over a million, there are opportunities. Because again, when you said the average days on market are running, I believe you said, Vicki, right around that 70 days for those homes that are under contract. So, you know, that gives you some time if you're looking to buy a home. And if you are, I want to say this. Pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Because, Vicki, this past week, we put four of those high-end homes under contract on the Carol Royce team.
Yes, we did. In fact, you know, many of our listeners, you might be listening and you might be a little concerned going, you know, I'd love to put my home on the market. This is the timing now. I truly believe that. However, if our home sells, where are we going to go? So at the Carol Royce team, we have solutions. We have all different types of programs to help you, whether you do a simultaneous close, you close on both homes on the same day, or we help you with some of our other programs like stay in your home for up to 1 year.
We have that program.
So we have all kinds of programs we can talk with you. We'll come sit down with you at your home and show you what you can probably expect to net out of the sale of your home, as well as what kind of programs we can offer you.
And again, Vicki, I'm just bringing up these points to give people some glimmer of hope out there that there are transactions, there are home sellers that are selling their homes to home buyers in the high-end market. There are people finding homes and getting homes closed and getting the keys and moving into those homes. So don't be discouraged. All of the news is not negative. All of the news is not bad. One of the things that I heard today, I saw it in the Wall Street Journal last week, is that Phoenix has led the way for 31 consecutive months as the community, the city with the highest price points.
That's right. Yeah, we are definitely leading the way. Carol, I just want to talk to you about, you know, I was at a party this week. And a lot of people were coming up to me and asking, what's going on in this real estate market here in the Valley? We know there's low inventory. You know, we're thinking of making a move. We think this might be the year to sell and to cash out on some of that amazing equity that's grown the last couple of years. And, you know, the interesting thing is we were talking about the inventory. And not all of the inventory is actually in the MLS, or not all the inventory is actually comes on the market. There's a
that
lot
is
of
correct.
Stuff that sells prior to even going on the market. Even though you might think that it's all in the MLS, it's not.
There are a lot of private sales.
There are. So it matters who you select to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going on to some of these websites and you think that that's the inventory, and then you see these homes come on and they are sold.
Au contraire. That is not the inventory.
That's not the
that
inventory.
That is lagging data. When you're on some of these websites, understand it's lagging data. It's not up to date. It's not current. And you can be so frustrated, Vicki, if you're a home buyer looking at that thinking, oh, we found a house and to find out that it went under contract last week.
Right. So that's why it matters who you hire to represent you and your family in the sale of your home, as well as the purchase of the next home for your family. So reach out to the Carol Royce team today at 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com.
So what about that under a million market? So we know that the over a million market is very, very strong. A lot of that is cash. There's a lot of cash in the Valley right now. A lot of Seattle, Washington, Oregon, California.
Welcome
license
back, our
plate.
Canadians. They're back in town
again. Our Canadians
again.
Are back in town again. So there's a lot of activity and a lot of home buying going on right now. But what about that under a million market? What are you looking at there?
Okay, so this week I didn't break it down just on single family detached. And the reason I didn't do that is because this is the height of our market for our winter visitors, our second home buyers. And a lot of them like to buy the townhomes, the condos, as well as the single family. They love gated communities as well. So I just wanted to take a look at a snapshot of what the market's doing in general under a million. The active for sale under a million, there's 3,191 single family detached townhomes, condos, you
just
know,
anything
for sale under that $1 million price point.
Mm-hmm.
The average price for those, $484,604.
That's a high number.
High number when you combine all of that. If
That's
we were
right.
to do just single family,
it's gonna
we
be
know
fives.
We would be over five. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Days on market are currently running 41 days. Now, let's take a look at what's under contract in escrow. And this is for all of those types of styles of homes under $1 million. There's 11,222 properties that are under contract under $1 million in Maricopa and Pinal County right now.
So 11,000 people found a home to buy.
Correct.
That's good.
Yeah. Average price under contract, $469,000, with average days on market, 29 days. Now let's take a look at just what closed escrow in that under a million market since last week's show. There was 1,743 homes, townhomes, condos, etc. that closed. Average price for those homes, $470,000. Average days on market, 33 days.
So here's what I hear you say, Vicki. If I am a home buyer, there is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There is opportunity there. I can find a home. I can get that home under contract.
Correct.
Right? There are also, I was at the same event you were. That was Save the Family, and they raised an incredible $450,000. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were glad to be sponsors of that event. But, you know, people ask me, Is the market overinflated? Is the market too high? Is the market going to crash? And, you know, here's what we always say at the Carol Race team. First of all, you can't time the market.
No.
You can't time the market. No one can. We can't predict what will happen. But given the information and the trends that Vicki and I see, we see the market staying strong through 2022. Would you agree, Vicki?
At this time, yes. It's looking like it's going to.
Vicki, there are a lot of things going on in the world today, and this is what I mean. We can't time the market. We've got the war in Ukraine. We don't know the impact that's going to have. We've got inflation that's very, very high. There are a lot of things. We've got the feds who've said that they're going to raise interest rates. And here again, too, is one of the reasons that I think we're going to stay pretty consistent throughout 2022. It's been reported that we are 7 million homes short in the United States. So we've got 7 million people that would buy a home today if there was a home for them to buy. And that's going to be very, very difficult for builders to make up because they can't build them that fast. We have some supply chain issues. And when we have Mark Messina on in a few minutes, he's just going to talk about that too. What's going on with lumber, with appliances, with getting granite, with getting tile. So we've got a lot of things right now that are impacting us in the U.S. But again, I just want to emphasize over 11,000 people have bought homes since the first of the year. The market is moving. And we don't see any change unless something like a catastrophe happens. And I know Ukraine is a catastrophe, but we don't see today that impact on our Maricopa County real estate market. So if you're a seller, continue to think about selling. If you're a buyer, continue to be out there in that market to buy a home. Whatever your desire is for your housing, move forward. There's today no reason to stop. Hey, you've been listening to Carol Royce. We're going to go to break and we'll come right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce. I'm your host here every Sunday afternoon. And you know, the purpose of this show is to bring you accurate updates and information on our local Arizona real estate market. I have a special guest today, Mr. Mark Messina, and he's going to talk to us about remodeling and what that's like today. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Carol. How are you doing?
Just absolutely awesome. Mark, you are the owner of Messina Renovations, Inc., right?
Correct.
And you are a residential general contractor. But, oh, dare say, Mark, you are much, much more than that.
Yes, we do. We do. We specialize in kitchen and bathroom design, and then we actually do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do all interior remodeling, anything removing walls and changing out electric, everything. We do it all. One-stop
you do
shopping.
It all. You know, Mark, one thing that I really love about Messina Renovations, Inc. is I have referred you many, many, many of a lot of my high-end clients.
Correct.
Correct. And I will say that their experience with you has been over the moon. It's just been fabulous. And you come in with your eye and your design and your thoughts and your construction background and knowledge, and you just blow people away.
Well, I like that. You've referred me to numerous clients, and
yes,
they've been fantastic to
yes
work with. And it's just letting them, when they let me be creative, mm-hmm, I can do just about anything.
So what's your background? Does that just come naturally to you, or were you trained in design, or what's
no,
your
it's
background?
It's actually something I probably picked up from my parents as young. Mm-hmm. They used to restore historical homes as a hobby.
Oh, okay.
And then I come from a manufacturing and engineering background, that I was in corporate America for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my business open now going on 20 years.
20 years. And you know, Mark, you've personally done some things for me. So you have redesigned a couple of bathrooms and some of my rentals, and just beautiful jobs.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous. So let's just talk a little bit about today. What are you seeing, Mark, as far as trends today?
About 10 years ago, everybody was really embellishing all their design work, you know, with a lot of glitzy and glamorous looking things. And now the trend that I've been seeing is it's toned down.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of going back to a little bit more of a basic style, not a lot of glass tiles and the frilly things.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that too. I've noticed that the glass tiles are going away, and it's more of a traditional subway tile look.
Yes, correct, Yeah, it's just part of the trends. And, you know, some people still will like it and they want to do it. But most people are going towards more the kind of like more of a cleaner look.
Cleaner look is those cleaner, kind of soft, contemporary lines, not fussy, open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing that. And, you know, I don't see – it is interesting, Mark. I showed a very expensive house in Scottsdale the other day, and the buyer said, and I was representing the buyer, you know, Carol, we don't like travertine. Ah! Everybody did travertine. For the past 10 years or so, everything was travertine. What are you seeing in flooring today?
Oh, the flooring, I'm seeing the the larger scale tiles, like 24 by 48, 12 by 24, 16 by 36, the larger tiles. A good Italian porcelain tile is the best way to go.
Really? Okay.
And that's they last longer, and they're very, very durable. The travertine... Some homes I do travertine and sill. I just actually just did one. And if they're, you know, some people would like to have them repolished
Well, they are work. Travertine is work.
It's very much work.
What about the other tile that you just talked about?
Porcelain tile is virtually no work at all.
Okay.
Because the grout's all protected and you really don't have any maintenance on it.
Good. And so you're talking about the larger porcelain tiles.
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you still seeing, Mark, wood being a trend? Wood floors?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Engineered wood.
Engineered wood.
Not the traditional wood tiles. I mean, wood hardwood floors where they come in and stain them and sand them. But the engineered hardwood floors now are just so cost-effective. You just can't go wrong with getting them.
So, hey, listen, I am in the studio today with my good friend and residential general contractor, Mark Messina, Messina Renovations, Inc. If you like what you're hearing Mark say, if maybe you want to remodel your bath or your kitchen, you owe it to yourself to give Mark a call. I, Carol Royce, recommend him. He's helped many, many, many of my clients over the years. And you can reach Mark at 602-684-4652. 602-684-4652. If you can't take the phone number because you're driving in your car, hey, that's okay. Pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. You should all know my phone number by now. I've probably said it on air 1,000 times, but that's good. Hey, Mark, I wanted to talk with you just a little bit more, too. In regards to supply chains and trying to get product, I had a buyer the other day tell me he was afraid to buy a house that needed a little bit of remodel because he didn't think he could get anybody to do anything for the next 2 or 3 years. I think that's unreasonable, but I'm not the contractor.
Yeah, I would say most contractors are probably booked up anywhere from 2 to 3 months.
Months, okay.
But the supply chain definitely has hurt us drastically. I know where I buy my cabinets, they've gone up 40% since last year.
Wow.
And their lead times for a while, they were up to 16 weeks from 4 weeks. But they're now back down to 4 weeks. But the prices are still there. 2x4s used to cost $350 a 2x4. They're $650 now.
Double.
Yeah, double sheets of plywood and drywall, doubled in price. So the cost is there, and we have to pass those costs on to the consumer.
Yes, you do. But here's what we know, Mark. Okay, so your remodel costs have gone up, right? However, the price of the housing is going up too. So what I say to a buyer today is buy the house. Or what I say to a seller today, go ahead and remodel the home. Because what will happen is appreciation will continue to climb. And in my opinion, Carol Royce, we're going to see this housing appreciation continue throughout 2022 and possibly 2023. One of the reasons, Mark, is we have very little limited inventory. The builders aren't building like they should. In the U.S. alone, we're over 6 million houses short of what we need for people that want to buy a house. Okay, that's a huge number. So, again, I know that it's painful when you're thinking that you want to remodel or you need to remodel, but my advice is go ahead and do it, and the appreciation will catch up, and it'll be just fine.
Yes. Thoughts on that? I totally agree with that because like you said, the housing market, the price of the houses have gone up. And
unbelievable.
So even though our remodeling costs have gone up, I don't think it's going to be anything but a win-win.
It really isn't. And I can tell you, if you're living in a house that's outdated, outdated kitchen, outdated bathrooms, and you give Mark a call and he'll come in and redesign that kitchen and those bathrooms, and then you come home and it's just like you're walking into a palace, you know, that place that you absolutely love to call home. So
brand new home.
I know when we remodeled our home, and every day I'd come in and I would go, wow, this is so nice.
Yeah.
This is so very nice. So are you seeing a lot of people take away that Tuscan look? What are you seeing in regards to Cantera stone and some of the heavier Tuscan finishes? Can you work around those, Mark? Because it would be terrible to have to take out a Cantera stone fireplace.
Right.
What are you doing with those?
Yeah, you can dress that up around it with some other objects if you want to do some different types of tile and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tuscan look has definitely gone and run its course.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a couple homes where they had a lot of it, and we dialed it back, did a little bit more of a contemporary look on a European side, because that all blends together.
Right, okay. You know, one of the things, Mark, that you did for one of my properties in Phoenix, he had a massive, it was a stone fireplace, but it was fake stone. It looked like the real thing. But it was massive from floor all the way up to his very tall ceilings. And you remember that. And we could not sell that darn house because that was the first thing you saw when you walked in, and it was massive. And what did you do there to make that so beautiful?
Well, we took off all the stone off of it to begin with, and then we furred the fireplace out, and then we covered it with drywall and just left the drywall on there. And then around the opening, we just did a little bit of soft stone around the opening of the fireplace. Because if I remember correctly, that was a two-way fireplace.
It was.
And it wasn't a straight stack. It had a curvature going up. So at the end, it ended up being more of an architectural piece of the home.
Mm-hmm. It did. Beautiful. And, you know, we showed it three more times after you completed the work, and voila, multiple offers and sold it for less price.
That's great.
Thank you, Mark, for that. And that was a nice high-end home in Phoenix. So, Mark, you know, you at Messina Renovations, you can do so many things, and I highly recommend you. Again, if you'd like to talk with Mark, he'd be willing to do that. Here's his phone number. Grab a pen and paper, 602-684-4652. So, you know, you do design, you do the work, so you're kind of a one-stop shop, right?
Correct.
That's really awesome. So they're not talking to interior designers, they're not talking to electricians, they're not talking to flooring people. You'll do it all.
I do it all. I have all my contacts, and I have all my subcontractors and employees. So
I must say, Mark, that I do pilfer some of your subcontractors from time to time.
Yes, you do.
I do. I certainly use them. Hey, listen, you have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon, coming to you from the beautiful KFYI studios in downtown Phoenix. I have been talking with Mark Messina, Messina Renovations, Inc. Mark is a residential remodel and design company. And if you're thinking about remodeling or redesigning your home, if you need some updates, you need to reach out to me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. It would be my absolute pleasure to put you in touch with my friend and my general contractor, Mark Messina. All right. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to continue a little bit of my talk with Mark because we want to talk about a few other things in today's trends and designs. Come on back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. I got to say that Miss Vicki is out with one of our listeners today, helping them get their beautiful home sold. And Josh Collum is just kind of taking a Sunday afternoon off. Good for Josh. He deserves it. He's been really working hard lately. But I am proud to say that I'm in the studio today with one of my great friends and one of the best general remodel contractors I have ever met. And let me tell you what, I've met a lot of them over the years. Mr. Mark Messina. Welcome back, Mark.
Well, thank you, Carol.
Yeah, it's very, very true. So, Mark, we were talking a little bit earlier about trends and designs. Let's talk a little bit about cabinetry. What are you seeing today in cabinetry if you wanted to remodel your kitchen?
I'm seeing a lot of painted cabinets.
Painted cabinets.
Instead of stained cabinets.
Really?
The heavy wood, a lot of people like having the lighter colors, mm-hmm. The off-whites and the whites, mm-hmm. Some lighter gray. Mm-hmm, but the heavy woods are going away, and especially the cabinets that have a lot of embellishments on them. It's not so much going away, but people are trending towards more of a cleaner, simpler look.
What are you seeing in cabinet hardware? Are you seeing hardware on cabinets or just nothing? What are you seeing there?
No, definitely have to have hardware. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it pop out. So we just did a home where we did everything in black. Mm-hmm. All the handles are black. The faucets are black. The door handles are black. And it really turned out nice. And then the other color people are really trending towards is the champagne color. Mm-hmm. That's like a champagne bronze, I guess you'd call it.
So, sounds pretty.
It does. It's really nice.
All right. You know, one of the other things too, Mark, when I'm in some of these houses and the seller doesn't have a lot of money to get it fixed up, but so many of their lighting fixtures are so very dated. You know, the brass and that's all gone.
Yeah.
What are you seeing in lighting, and what could a home seller do to give their home a fresh new look if they were on a budget of, say, $5,000 or less?
Yeah, we just recently did a home where they had some really outdated lighting fixtures in the kitchens and a couple of the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We did an easier route where we just took those out and we put in recessed can lights, LEDs, and then we accented them with some nicer vanity lights with more colors that are going to match their faucets and door handles and stuff.
What are you seeing? Are you seeing oil rub bronze? And then I wanted to ask you any more, because we saw a lot of oil rub bronze. And then in your opinion, too, it's a two-part question mark. Can you mix metals? Can you mix oil rub bronze with other finishes?
You can. I just actually did a home a couple months ago where we mixed black with the oil rub bronze. Mm-hmm. Generally, a lot of people in design, they say, yes, you can mix the metals, but I think you have to be cautious. So I wouldn't be mixing, black with brush nickel or anything like that. So.
Question for you personally. I'm going to get some free advice here, people, but perk up your ears because you can benefit from it too. So in my house, it's all oil rub bronze because we remodeled our house back in the day when Tuscan was in, right? And oil rub bronze.
Right.
But I was looking this morning knowing that I had you on my show today. So my hinges on my doors, my door handles, my bathroom fixtures, everything is oil rub bronze. And so my husband said, I am not going to take off all of these door hinges and all of these door handles. Could you leave things like that, but maybe change out the fixtures at your sinks?
Yes, definitely. And we've done that a few times because when you start getting into changing all the hardware out and the door handles, it's a lot of work. But as long you can change out if you have oil rub bronze hardware on doors in it, I would stick with a black, matte black. That'd be the easiest way to go. But there are some other companies out there that have new oil rub bronze finishes that don't look so much like oil rub bronze. It's just a real light coating on it now, not that heavy tin that was in there before.
I know. Hey, you are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. I am here today with my friend and general contractor, Mark Messina, Messina Renovations, Inc. If you like what you're hearing Mark say, and let me tell you what, he is so good at his craft. He is a craftsman, Mark is. He's somebody that can design and then can come in and do everything, and you don't have to do anything. Just let him give you his design ideas and let him do the work, and your home will feel like a palace when he's finished. You can give him a call, 602-684-4652. Mark, how do you stay on the latest trends? What do you do? You're so up to date on the latest trends.
I look at a lot of magazines. Uh-huh. And just visiting the showrooms.
There you go.
Going to like a nice, really nice plumbing hardware showroom. Mm-hmm. You'll see some of the things that have been around for a long time. One of the finishes that are out there that will never go away is chrome.
Chrome.
That's always the fallback.
I know.
It's beautiful. It's been around since the 20s. It's not going to go away. But just doing your research.
Well, because I know that again, when you make a recommendation, I was so impressed when I referred you to two of my friends and clients, and you actually brought in a design board.
Yes.
You actually brought in a design board. Here's the floor. Here's the cabinet. Here's the countertop. Typically, you see interior decorators do that, but I was so impressed that you did that.
Yes, I remember your clients. Mm-hmm. They've turned out just to be fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a perfect example where I brought in stuff. We talked about it. We made some changes. And then we did their whole home.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out really nice.
It really did. So so no job is too big.
No
job. You won't build a house.
I won't build. I don't do additions.
You don't do additions. So forget that.
Yeah.
But I would think that probably there are jobs that would be too small.
Generally, sometimes there are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to ever say any job, no job is too small.
Right.
But it just depends.
It depends. You're not a handyman.
I'm not a handyman.
You are a contractor, and
yes.
You do designs, kitchens, and bathrooms. And I tell you, Mark, that your work is so good, and you are so dependable. One of the things my client said to me, Mark, and this goes a long way. When Mark said he was going to be there Friday at 9 o'clock, Mark was there at Friday at 9 o'clock. He was there on time. He was professional, and he did what he said he was going to do. And in today, Mark, that's kind of tough to find that customer service.
Yeah, I agree.
Customer service is absolutely critical today, and we just don't get enough of it. And so when you give it and when you meet and exceed expectations, that's where, you know, people just sing your praises.
Well, thank you, Carol. If you make a promise to a client, you have to keep it. That's the bottom
line. I so agree. Are you seeing any other things out there that you think our listeners might be interested in? Any other trends or any other ways that we tend to be going? Paint color. I know you're not a painting contractor,
yeah.
But are we still into the grays?
We are into the grays still.
Okay.
And, but you can accent them with different things.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a home where we did numerous walls gray, and then we did an accent wall a different color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the colors we brought out were in the furniture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there
and the
you
pillows
go.
And stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the designs now, people are getting more, you know, the subtle look and a little bit more on the contemporary look.
People are liking those clean, crisp lines,
yes.
Not busy, not fussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about countertops? What are you seeing?
Quartz.
Quartz
everybody
everywhere.
Everybody mm-hmm. loves quartz.
Is quartz doable, a durable, Mark?
Yes, it's very durable.
Okay.
And the nice thing about quartz is that where it was very expensive years ago,
mm-hmm.
now it's the same price as most granite.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about quartz also is since it's a man-made material is that you have less waste when you mm-hmm. purchase slabs to mm-hmm. make countertops with.
Mm-hmm.
And they can control the process, so...
Yeah, I'm seeing lots and lots of quartz. And, you know, I come into my kitchen, Mark, and I've got granite. And I think, oh, but it's pretty granite. It's good granite.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know,
yeah.
to bring your house and update it. Sometimes you just need to go, okay, I need to bite the bullet and do
yes,
that.
I have granite, too.
I know you do. I know you do. Could I take off? Can you mix granite and quartz?
You can, but you have to be careful.
Yeah,
it depends on how busy the granite
I
is.
I would think, yeah.
Because you don't want to go with something too subdued on mm-hmm. whatever you're going to mix mm-hmm. it with, like maybe mm-hmm. an outer perimeter of a kitchen and granite mm-hmm. and an island with
mm-hmm.
quartz.
Okay. Are you having any problem, Mark, getting appliances?
We just worked with a client, and they were back-ordered about 3 to 4 months.
Oh, wow.
I just did a home in Prescott, and they were back ordered for 4.5 months.
My gosh. How about windows?
Windows are the same, 6 to 8 months.
My gosh.
I had a client, they ordered a garage door
mm-hmm.
in July, and they just got it.
Okay, so that's
yep.
really nothing that you or I can
no.
do, but it's just a kind of a reality of where we are.
Yeah.
So here would be my recommendation. If you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, your bathrooms, pick up the phone. Give Mark Messina a call. I recommend him. I, Carol Royce, recommend him. 602-684-4652. Get on his calendar, right?
Yep.
Let Mark come out, help you out. And then if you can't remember Mark's number, you can always call me, Carol Royce, Keller Williams Realty. You can go to my site. Carol has thebuyers.com. Put in your information. I'd be happy to give you a call right back. I can put you in touch with Mark Messina. That's absolutely a fact. And again, Mark, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, for being our guest. You have given us so much information. I picked up some great tips.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I picked up some great tips. And again, Mark, I don't recommend people lightly, but I've got to say that you are a A1++++ contractor, because I've used you myself.
Yes.
And I know the reality. Hey, we're going to go to a quick break. I'll be coming right back. We're going to continue talking about our Arizona real estate market. We're going to talk about properties on the market for under $1 million. How is our inventory doing? What does it look like in the coming months? Are interest rates going to go up? You got to tune back in to hear all of that. Carol Royce, Keller Williams Realty East Valley, 480-776-5231. Come on back. We've got some great information for you. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and of course, I'm here with Joshua and Vicki, and we are coming to you from KFYI. And, you know, we're up on the fourth floor, and we're looking out at the city, and it's a very beautiful day in Phoenix, Arizona. And, Vicki, I think that we have so many very beautiful days in Phoenix, Arizona, that that has contributed to our home prices escalating up.
I would agree. I think, you know, the secret's been out for a while now, how awesome our state is, and people are just moving here, or people, you know, that come out here for an event and see the weather and see the climate, they stay and they say, wow, Arizona's a great place and the people are awesome.
You know, Josh, this is interesting. I showed a house last week in Scottsdale, and as I pulled up, there was a line to get in. Okay, a line of realtors and or buyers. But let me tell you what the license plates of the cars out front were, okay? California 2, Oregon 1, and Washington 1. So, you know, you can just kind of see, Vicki and Josh, what's happening as people are coming in from other states into Arizona. And you say this all the time, Vicki. It's climate. It's lifestyle. It's just, we have a fabulous lifestyle. Many of these communities, you can actually walk literally almost from your back door to hiking trails, biking trails, tons of city parks, open spaces. I mean, it truly is a beautiful place to live.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal had an article, Carol, you were talking about this past week, that said that Phoenix is breaking all kinds of records. Do you want to kind of talk about that?
For the 31st straight month, so 31 months in a row, Phoenix has had the fastest home price growth in the country. That is absolutely amazing. And it's topped out at 32.5%. So remember, Vicki, and this is tracked since February 10th, since 2010, I'm sorry. Where were we in 2010? What were we in the midst of?
The Great Recession.
The Great Recession. 2010, 2011, and we started to pull out of it, Josh, late 2012, early 2013. So the Wall Street Journal has tracked this, and since 2010, Phoenix, Arizona has just led the way out of this. So all of those people that lost their homes and a lot of them that lost equity, if they'd stayed, they would be right back well above where they were. Well above.
I think that's why we've been, you know, kind of telling people out there, if you've been sitting on the fence on getting into home ownership.
Oh my gosh, yes, Josh.
Just look at the appreciation that's been happening. I mean, it's definitely making it a little harder affordability-wise to get into home ownership,
I
would say.
It is, Josh. I totally agree.
If you're coming from one of these states like Washington, California, I think we still have the affordability here in that metric.
We do.
But don't miss the boat on this equity. We're still seeing appreciation happen. For how long, we don't know. Markets are cyclical. They do go up and down. But historically, like you were just saying, if you take a look comparatively to the 2010 prices, we're back.
Oh my gosh,
and
yes,
above,
way above. And you know, home ownership, Vicki. I like what I heard you say on the phone the other day to one of your home buyers. If you buy a home and you build equity, and say your equity for the first year, what would be on say a $500,000 home? What would reasonable equity be? $50,000 possibly in a year, maybe more?
You know, it all depends on what that neighborhood's doing, but we are seeing these stories right
yes.
now.
So they are trending. Yes, they are trending upward. So here's what I heard you say the other day, and I wanted to point this out. How long would it take you to save $50,000? How long would it take you if you didn't have your equity growing? How long, Josh, you've got $250,000 equity in your house that you bought 4 years ago, mm-hmm. correct? Could you have saved $250,000?
Not easily.
No, you couldn't save that. So you know, home ownership is an important part of the American dream. It's an important way to build security for you and your family. It is an important way,
I just want to bring up a point. So for the folks, I'm going on a lot of appointments and meeting with a lot of our amazing listeners mm-hmm. here on the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. And when I come into your homes, I'm shocked. Quite a few of you have paid off mortgages. And when I always hear these success stories. You know what? We bought this house in the height of the market. But because we kept this market, even when the market went bad with a Great Recession,
mm-hmm.
the homes are now, they've gone up so much in value. People were able to refinance, do all kinds of things. But many of our listeners were able to pay their mortgages off.
Isn't that wonderful?
And so, you know, if history repeats itself, and I don't think we'll ever see anything like we did at that point. But even if the market were to correct and go down a bit, and like we said earlier, the market always goes back up, you're still paying that mortgage.
You are.
You're still okay.
You are.
And that mortgage will get paid off.
Yes, every month. We always teach our home buyers to pay a little more onto their mortgage each month. If they can, apply to principal. And you will pay that 30-year mortgage down.
About 7 years.
Yeah, you can do it in 7 years.
No, you'll pay it off.
7 years.
You'll
faster.
Reduce about 7 years off of that 30-year mortgage.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. So anyway, Josh, do you do that?
That I do. And I mean, the thing is, for me anyway, real estate is something that I need. It's a necessity.
You need shelter.
Exactly. Yes. I could go into the stock market and that's fun and games. Maybe I make money there, but I can't realize it as far as, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a shelter over my head.
No.
Whereas I can improve this real estate. I can make it better. Mm-hmm. Stocks you can't really improve. So it's really an amazing way to build wealth. I know for a lot of my clients out there, lately, we've been selling their houses, and they say, this is my retirement in addition to what I've built throughout my career. So there's so many amazing ways you can use real estate to realizing your financial goals, and it's been exciting to see how this market has reacted to the past couple of years.
Well, true. And Vicki, I know on your rental, you've used it to help put kids through college.
Yes.
And now you're just sitting there with an almost paid off mortgage and that's in an investment property. And so if Dave Jinks were here, and we love Dave Jinks and he is our advisor who passed away recently, but he would tell you, what would he say to you, Vicki?
Pull that equity out and go buy another house or two. Because let that money work for me versus just sitting there. It's safe to let it sit there. However, when you have an investment property and you have so much money down on that property, you're able to go build that wealth again and have tenants pay that mortgage down over and over and over again and just keep repeating the cycle. And that's how you really build wealth in America.
That is true. And you know what? When we read stories and when we see statistics, Josh, that say that so many Americans are going to get locked out of home ownership because of escalating prices.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me very sad. So I'm just going to say, guys, if you're hearing us today and you don't have a home, if you're a grandparent and you've got grandchildren and you have the ability to help them get into a home, a condo, townhouse, help them out because, again, that's the best way to help your children, your grandchildren, yourselves out is through the ownership of residential real estate.
Definitely. And I mean, we track the stats here week after week. But I mean, when you see all of these big hedge fund companies really start to pull out of their capital towards buying real estate, you have to know that there's some profitability there. So, and we'd rather that be in your pocket versus, you know, a conglomerate. So,
you know, you bring up a very interesting point, Josh, because we do see a lot of the hedge funds in the greater Phoenix market.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in and they're buying many, many of these homes before they hit the market. And the purpose of that is for them to rent them out. They're not necessarily buying them to fix them and flip them. Many of them are buying them, Vicki, to retain them as rental properties, correct?
That's right. You know, a lot of these companies have missions to teach the younger generation why ever own a home. And you know, that's great for those companies if they can teach people that, because that's building their wealth. But instead, let's let it build your wealth and your family and your coworkers and your friends. So we really want to put the push and the message out there that you do want to be a homeowner. And if you do have somebody in your world that needs to get into that game, have them reach out to the Caraway's team today at 480-776-5231, because we can help them get established, whether the time's now or the time's 2 years from now. We can still work with them and get them on the path, so when they are ready, they're able to do so.
I just have to say that the other day, well, not the other day, 30, 45 days ago, I did talk with members of the Carol Race team about how important it is to, if you don't own a home, to get out there to find a home and to close on it. Right, Josh? And I've got to say, we have success. Jay on our team found a home in Phoenix. He put an offer. It got accepted. And he closed it yesterday. And you know what he said? He said, thank you so much, Carol, for teaching me how to do this. I don't have to live in apartments anymore. But he said, you know what? That house has already gone up $10,000 since I bought it.
Right.
And he just closed on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But since the time that he put the purchase offer on it. And Josh, many times that will continue. But what Vicki said is true. Our market ebbs and flows. It goes up, it plateaus, it comes down, it goes up. But whenever it goes down and it comes back up, it never hits that low again. So it's always exceeding itself in value.
I mean, we look at the Cronfer report month after month, and they do a long, you know, 15, 20-year analysis of the market. And it's always been on an upward trend when you look at that large of a scale.
So do yourselves a favor. We would love to talk with you. Pick up the phone. There's absolutely zero obligation. And call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. We can help you if you're a home seller, right?
That's
we can
right.
help you if you're a home buyer. And you know, Vicki, many of our homes, we're getting many buyers into a home.
That's right, we are. So no matter what your situation is, we'd love to help you buy or sell real estate in all different price points. You can reach out to the Carol Royce team today. We had an awesome show with you. We hope you have a blessed Sunday afternoon. And remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it for cash. Go to highestprice.com. We'd love to serve you and your family.